Republican Wendy Long is taking another run at the U.S. Senate in New York State. The conservative lawyer from New York City lost a race against Kirsten Gillibrand 4 years ago in a landslide. As WRVO's Alan Abbott reports, this year she's taking on the man who would become the next Democratic Party leader in the Senate, Charles Schumer, and she says she feels good about her chances.
Long says things are very different this time around. She's amassing a more grassroots volunteer organization throughout the 62 counties of New York State, and she's planning an aggressive social media strategy with things like Facebook town hall meetings to interact with voters and the media.
It's kind of a contrast to the staged, very prepared Schumer Sunday press conference. It's a contrast to being accessible, answering questions from everybody.
But Long says probably the biggest difference this time around is the man who is expected to be at the top of the ticket. Donald Trump.
Everybody's interested in politics. Everybody's following it all of a sudden. Whereas 4 years ago, that just wasn't the case. It was kind of a drag.
Long believes Trump has a chance to do well in New York, despite the fact it's a decidedly blue state, with Democrats having a 2-to-1 enrollment advantage over Republicans. And if Trump does well, Long expects him to have long coattails. The former clerk for Justice Clarence Thomas says both she and Trump have something in common. Both are political novices, which she believes is driving much of the Trump excitement to date.
People are really fed up with career politicians and people who have gone to Washington and stayed there to just keep themselves in power, keep making money, and really they aren't doing a very good job for the people back at home.
Schumer is heavily favored to win his fourth term in the U.S. Senate. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.